ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ॐ अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः श्रीभगवानुवाच इन् दिस् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् द टैटल् साङ्ख्ययोगः हेविङ्ग् the atma tattva jnanam, knowledge of the nature of the atma as the main subject matter. In this chapter we are now seeing the second important topic discussed in this chapter, the karma yoga. So we saw in the previous verses, in the 39th verse, Bhagavan himself says, Sankhye buddhihi te abhihita. Sankhye buddhihi means knowledge pertaining to the nature of the Atma. Sankhye buddhihi, Sankhya vishaye buddhihi, Sankhya vishaya sambandha buddhihi. The knowledge pertaining to the nature of the Atma has been imparted to you until now, which forms the first topic of the second chapter. Thereafter, Bhagavan said, To imam shruno. Now, yoge buddhihi imam shruno. Now, may you listen to this teaching through which imparting the knowledge of the yoga. The next discipline of karma yoga, knowledge pertaining to yoga, knowledge of the discipline of the karma yoga. So which forms the next topic of the second chapter. These two topics, when you say jnana yoga, all knowledge pertaining to the nature of the atma is sankhya buddhihi. A knowledge pertaining to the discipline of karma yoga, the way of life, how one should live one's life, how one should perform one's actions, how one is committed to live a life of dharma, what should be the attitude one should entertain when performing karma, what should be the attitude one have in facing every situation in life, going through results of actions. All this together come under the topic of karma yoga, which Bhagavan imparted. So having said that, in the 40th verse, I mean, that is the introduction, that is how we listen to this discipline of karma yoga, Sankhye buddhihi imam shuno. And the very 40th verse, we saw Bhagavan glorifying karma yoga. Because if a person lives a life of karma yoga, definitely there's no such thing called absolute loss for him. Relatively, a person may have to go through losses. Absolutely, there's no loss, because there's always living a life of karma yoga will bless a person with antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naishchalyam, mental preparedness required for the attainment of jnanam, which is not a loss, which is a gain. And if being endowed with such mental disposition, a person will be able to receive the teaching, understand the teaching, he can dwell upon the teaching, that he will be blessed with a contemplative mental disposition. It is not an easy joke. People always complain about not being able to dwell upon the teaching, not being able to remain stable mentally. Mind is so restless. But living a life of karma yoga in due course of time will earn Bhagavan's grace that the person will be blessed with the contemplative mental disposition, that he can dwell upon the teaching. And being able to dwell upon the teaching is not an easy joke. Swamiji used to say this, Bhagavan's great, tremendous anugraha. You're able to dwell upon the teaching. Understanding the teaching, of course, presupposes grace. And being able to dwell upon the teaching means being able to remain with Bhagavan, and which in due course of time will result in the ascertainment of the teaching. What ascertainment of the teaching is there? You always see yourself being free. I mean, you can become objective. What else you need? That is why that is the absolute self-success. Unafflictedness by the external situations. Unafflictedness, the external situations, in spite of remaining amid situations, undesirable or desirable, being able to be objective towards them, thereby remaining unafflicted, is what? The absolute success. That is the benefit. That success is definitely there for a karma yogi. Therefore, abhikramanashaha nasti. There's no pratyavayaha. There's no adverse effect. Asya dharmasya swalpamapi mahataha bhayat trayate. If a person pays attention, knowing the value of this discipline, a person strictly follows this discipline even for a short time, definitely in due course of time, it will bless the person with the attainment of knowledge that he will be protected. That discipline itself will protect him from the great fear of samsara. Samsara in the form of fraught with birth and death. We saw all that. Now we have to see 41st verse. We saw towards the last verse, sentence. Asya yoga dharmasya swalpam api anushthitam. Yoga dharmasya swalpam api anishthitam mahataha janma maranad lakshanat samsara bhayat trayate rakshati. Mahataha janma maranad lakshanat samsara bhayat trayate. So don't ever take this discipline of karma yoga to be something ordinary. The tremendous tapas. If a person follows that strictly, definitely it protects one from the great fear of samsara in the form of being caught up in the life of transmigration involving birth and death. Okay, so next verse, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the next verse. Ya iyam buddhihi, sankhye buddhihi ukta, yogecha vakshyamana lakshana, sa. What is that buddhi? What is that knowledge? Ya buddhihi sankhye ukta. That knowledge which was discussed when regarding knowledge of the nature of the self, that knowledge again, which is being discussed, which is going to be discussed with reference to the yoga, the discipline also. What is that? In fact, Shankara, Bhagavan Krishna himself emphasizes the importance of being definite about one's goal, ultimate goal of life. Definiteness about the absolute goal of life, ultimate goal of life, is very important for a human being. Which is otherwise said to be Purushartha Nischayaha. If Purushartha Nischayaha is not there, one cannot aspire for that goal. A person is not definite about the ultimate goal being moksha. And then one cannot aspire for moksha. Even though moksha is always searched for, he'll be searching for moksha through wrong means. Therefore, ultimate goal will never be accomplished. And the means of accomplishing the goal also will not be clear. The means of accomplishing the ultimate goal, being knowledge, is not clear. One cannot know the value of knowledge. If a person does not know the value of knowledge, he cannot aspire for jnanam. How can you aspire for jnanam if you do not know the value of jnanam? It is very important for one to see the knowledge being the only means of attainment of moksha. Because moksha is something to be discovered. This knowledge is freedom. Therefore, knowledge has one has to aspire for jnanam. Jignyasu, one has to become a jignyasu. And for one to aspire for jnanam, unless a person aspires for jnanam, knowing the value of jnanam, one will not know the importance of studying the shastram. One will not know the shastra pramanyam, shastram having the status of being the means of knowledge. One will not know the value of the shastra study if one does not have pramanya buddhi. If a person does not study the shastram, one will not know the value of dharma also. If a person does not know the value of dharma, one cannot live a life of dharma. One cannot make effort always to live a life of dharma. Once a person does not have a life of dharma, there's no way of managing one's mind, one's emotions. There's no way of becoming mentally pure and steady. There's no way of becoming sharp enough to attain jnanam. And there's no way of accomplishing anything. The whole life will be, if moksha being the goal, it will not be very clear. Artha kamas alone will become the ends. Artha kamas will become the ends means one cannot manage one's desires. Not knowing the value of dharma, having artha kamas as the ultimate goals, one cannot manage one's naturally arising emotions. He does not know how to manage, and naturally one will compromise with dharma, one will go against dharma. And then one's goal will not be won. Moksha being the goal is very clear, goal will be only won. If moksha being the goal is not very clear, artha kamas become the goals means, my God, always being chased, driven by one's desires, goals will be countless, many, many, varied and branched. Always branching out and spreading new desires and new. That's why the goals will be countless. Therefore, that is going to be shown by Bhagavan in the following verse. What is important is the ultimate aim of following both these disciplines, the discipline of Karma Yoga and the discipline of Jnana Yoga, in terms of listening to subject matter of the Shastram, etc. Both these disciplines are ultimately followed for Jnanam, which means moksha. So Karma Yoga is not a discipline prescribed for accomplishing material ends. One has to pursue material ends for living this life. Material ends do not become, artha kamas do not become the ultimate goals. Material ends are not the ultimate goals. So having moksha as the ultimate goal, the person is given to the pursuit of material ends, following a disciplined life, then one's actions become preparatory to discipline yoga. Therefore, let us see what Bhagavan says in this verse. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ye keha kuru nandana bahushakhayanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ye keha kuru nandana bahushakha hyanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Here Bhagavan addresses Arjuna. Hey Kurunandana, a joy of Kuru clan, O descendant of Kuru clan. He is having addressed. Bhagavan says, Iha, hey Kurunandana, Vyavasayatmika buddhihi ye ka iha. Buddhirekeha. If you break it, buddhihi, Vyavasayatmika buddhihi yeka iha. Buddhihi yeka iha buddhirekeha. Iha. Iha. Here means what? In following this discipline of Karma Yoga. Please, iha literally means here. It means in following this discipline of Karma Yoga, which is otherwise said to be what? Nishkama Karma. In following this discipline of Karma Yoga, Vyavasayatmika Buddhihi. Vyavasayatmika Buddhihi means the buddhi, the knowledge of the goal, here is knowledge of the goal, the firm, doubt-free knowledge of the goal is one, eka. Vyavasayatmika buddhihi eka. The firm knowledge of the ultimate goal. As a firm knowledge of the goal being one is what? One. If the goal is one, then there's a clear understanding. Goal, ultimate goal, absolute end of a human life being moksha is very clear. Then goals are not many, goal is one. The goal being one is very clear, and that only goal being moksha is very clear, and the only goal of moksha is remaining in him of knowledge is very clear. Then we can say that there is a vyavasayatmika buddhihi. விவசாயாத்மிகா புத்திஹி ஏகா. அவ்யவசாயினாம், சோ அவ்யவசாயி வியவசாயா எஸ்ய நாஸ்தி சஹ அவ்யவசாயி. நகாராந்தா புல்லிங்கா அவ்யவசாயின் சப்தா. நாட் தமிழ் விவசாயி. ஓகே, தமிழ் வியவசாயி மீன்ஸ் அ ஃபார்மர். அக்ரிகல்ச்சரலிஸ்ட் இஸ் எ விவசாயி. விவசாயி இஸ் இட். பட் ஹியர் வியவசாயக மீன்ஸ் எஃபர்ட். சோ வியவசாயி மீன்ஸ் அ பர்சன் ஆஃப் கிளாரிட்டி இஸ் அ வியவசாயி. Person of clear knowledge of one's ultimate goal being moksha. A person of purushartha nischaya is vyavasayi. A person of clear doubt-free knowledge of one's ultimate goal being moksha. The person of purushartha nischaya, purushartha nischayavan manushya vyavasayi. The person does not have the clear knowledge of the ultimate goal being moksha in the form of knowledge, then he is avyavasayi. Vyavasayaha yasya nasti saha avyavasayi. So avyavasayi nam, for those people who are not clear about their ultimate goal being one, the only goal being moksha, the only goal of moksha being in the form of knowledge, they're avyavasayinaha. For them, avyavasayinam, of them, avyavasayinam, buddhayaha. Here, buddhayaha. Bahushakaha anantaha cha. Avyavasayinam buddhayaha. Bahushakaha anantaha. So here buddhaya means what now here? Their goals are, the thoughts are varied. It means the goals are many, many branched. Anantaha, endless. Bahushakaha, varied with varied branches. Very simple. A person of clear understanding of his goal, goal is one. For unclear-minded people, goals are many. If you're not clear about the goal being one, naturally your goals will be many. And many branched means what? Endless. Why endless? For such a person, the person of unclear understanding of his goal being moksha and jnanam will naturally will have arthakamas as his goals. And how much a person pursues arthakamas, one will not have satisfaction. One continue to be a person of inadequacy. See, how much our artha kamas a person pursues, accomplishes, a person will continue to be inadequate person. The inadequacy, the common human fundamental problem of inadequacy centered on I will can never be resolved. As a poor person, you are a person of inadequacy. As a rich person, you will be a person of inadequacy. Richer person will be a person of inadequacy. Richest person also will be a person of inadequacy. Because inadequacy can never be resolved unless and until you resolve ahankara. Isn't it? Resolve ahankara in totality. Because how much are you with more and more of possessions also, you look at yourself as an individual, isolating yourself from the whole, then you can never be the whole. If you isolate yourself from the whole, alienating the whole, alienating yourself from the whole, then you are never the whole. You're always the whole. Your buddhi, it's all attitude, isn't it? It's all your perception, you are isolating yourself. Therefore, the fundamental problem of inadequacy is centered on I can never be resolved. Irrespective of, in spite of whatever you're accomplishing, achieving in life. That is why Shastram says, you need not achieve anything big in life. Okay? Of course, you have to live your life. You can't be a parasite in the society. It's all extra, what Swami used to teach this. You have to earn your living. You are a consumer choicelessly. Be a contributor. You don't need to do anything big for contributing to world peace and so, you know, universal peace. Just live a life of karma yoga. You are living your life in harmony with the universal order. Then that is how you're contributing also. You're living a life of karma yoga means you're living a life, you're doing your duties properly in conformity with dharma. You're taking care of your peace so that you don't disturb others. You're contributing for the world's order also. I mean, maintaining the universal harmony and order. That is how you can contribute for the universal peace. So that you are on the right track, gradually you'll accomplish. Otherwise, what happens? There's no end. You know how to manage your desires. You can discover the truth. And by discovering the truth, you can see yourself being the whole. Only in discovering yourself being the whole, Ahamidam Sarvam, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, Ahamidam Sarvam, that fact has to be discovered. That is how the sense of inadequacy, this common, human, universal, fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I has to be resolved. Until then, you will be a person of dissatisfaction. You will be a person of inadequacy. So, the inadequacy always will chase you, drive you to do more and more of karma, to fulfill more and more of desires, unmanageable desires. There's a desire is said to be, or desire is always said to be, dushpuraha analaha. Dushpuraha analaha, insatiable fire. You know, the agni fire itself is called analaha because any amount of oblation you put in, it will never say enough. Na alam, na alam, na alam. Itopi avashyakam. I want more. Itopi avashyakam. I want more. It is not enough. Na, it always, that is why it is said to be analaha. Na alam yasya. Any amount of ahuti offered to Yagikunda, it never say enough. That's why throwing a tongue off, the flame of tongue outside, ask for more. Can come on, any amount you give, it can consume. The analaha. And I say, yeah, and similarly, our desire is always set with dushpuraha analaha. It's like insatiable fire, always asking for more and more of the ahutis. You need to be continuously fulfilling desires. One desire you fulfill, new desire will arise. What it means is, desires are uncontrollable. Desires can never be destroyed. They cannot be oppressed. They cannot be destroyed. They will be triggered more and more and more. And desires which are latent and dormant subconscious will be triggered. And they will be surfacing. What say do you have over desires? You have to manage them. The maximum you can, if you strictly live life karma yoga, you can manage your desires. If you are managing your desires, means you are not enslaved by your desires, so that you are taking care of your mental well-being. You are taking care of emotional well-being, relative peace, relative purity, relative steadiness is possible only if you manage your desires. For which, what choice you have other than living a life of karma yoga? Other than living a life of dharma. That is why this is the way you have to follow, isn't it? So, if Purushartha's choice must be there for that. For you to be able to manage your desires, to be relatively peaceful, steady and pure also, you must strictly live a life of karma yoga governed by dharma. And living a life of karma yoga is possible only if you know the value of mental purification, mental stillness. Pujya Swamiji always, he says, there's no such a thing called, you know, karma, living life karma yoga means you must have purusharth nischaya. Without purusharth nischaya, it's impossible to live a life karma yoga. Swamiji used to say this. Who can live a life of karma yoga? Only a person of purusharth nischaya can live a life of karma yoga. Isn't it? So how important it is for you to have the knowledge of purusharth nischaya. Because you have to use your will all the time. You have to use knowledge of right and wrong all the time. You must be conscious of what you are doing. No? Conscious of what you are doing. You must have the guts to refrain from wrong action, even if you want to do it. You must have the strong will to do, even if you do not like it, if it is right. Therefore, living a life of karma yoga means having a very strong will and always using your knowledge of right and wrong. That is possible only, no, if you're committed to live the dharma, karma yoga, that is possible only if you have purusharth nischaya. So that you can have relative peace. You are managing your disease means at least you can be relatively peaceful and steady. You can take care of your mental well-being, in the sense in terms of high mental purification and steadiness, to some certain degree of purity and steadiness, so that you become gradually preparing yourself for the jnanam. If purushartha nischaya is not there, my God, what will happen? Isn't it? There's no way of knowing the value of dharma. You will know the values. You will know the way of value of dharma, knowing the value of dharma. Value of values cannot be known. Values are known to you to some extent, but you can use it. You may not use it. Only if you know the value of values, you will live strictly a life of values. That is how you are not disturbing the order. You are taking care of your personal harmony, but living a life without disturbing the universal harmony. That's very, very important. Therefore, purushartha nischaya is very important to be able to live a life of karma yoga. Therefore, Bhagavan says, otherwise ends will be countless. When you become enslaved by your desires, but ends will be many branched and varied and countless. So, avyavasayina buddhayaha bahushakaha hi anantaha cha, endless, varied and many branched. Okay. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada, see, these are the verses where Swamiji's teachings really give a lot of clarity. Okay. Vivasayatmika buddhihi, that Vivasayatmika, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Nischaya Swabhava. Nischayatmika buddhihi, Nischaya Swabhava buddhihi, is Vivasayatmika buddhihi. So, meet what now? Vivasayatmika buddhihi here, the clear knowledge. Clear knowledge, doubt-free knowledge, isn't it? Clarity of understanding, clarity of knowledge is what we say, Vivasayatmika buddhihi, means doubt-free. That's why Nischayatmika, Nischaya Swabhava, Nischaya Swabhava, doubt-free, clear understanding of the ultimate goal being one, moksha, and that moksha is in the form of knowledge. Nischaya Swabhava Yeka Yeva Buddhihi. The clear understanding of the goal is always one. Itara Viparita Buddhisha Ka Bhedasya Badhika. Very beautiful. He says, Itara Vipari, he is explaining what is that Vivasayatmika Eka Buddhihi. What is that one clear, doubt-free understanding of goal being one? Isn't it? He says, Itara విపరీత బుద్ధి శాఖ భేదస్య బాధికా. బాధికా మీన్స్ యా బాధయతి సా బాధిక. దాట్ విచ్ అఫెక్ట్స్, దాట్ విచ్ రిమూవ్స్, దాట్ విచ్ ఎలిమినేట్స్ ఈస్ బాధిక. బాధయతి, ఇట్ ఎలిమినేట్స్ వాట్ ఇఫ్ క్లారిటీ ఆఫ్ విషన్, క్లారిటీ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ pertaining to this goal is there, then goal being one is very clear, that understanding removes, the remove is a remover, eliminate, remover of what? Remover of itara viparita buddhi shaka bedasya. So remover of all other many branched varied goals. Itara viparita, itara means other, viparita different, buddhi viparita buddhi shaka viparita buddhi very different, shaka bedasya very different, it remove of various different other goals. Then moksha being the goal is very clear, you will know what knowledge and moksha are one and the same. Ultimate goal is the remove of knowledge. Then what are arthakamas? Arthakamas are not the ultimate goals. Arthakamas are goals. They are relative ends. They have to be pursued for living this life. With due respect, knowing the limitations. They should not become the absolute goal. What about dharma? Even punya sampadanam, that is also not the ultimate goal. Without living a life of dharma, without accumulating punyam, one has to do everything for accumulating punyam in order to avoid accumulating papam. One has to avoid accumulating papam in order to have healthy mind, prepared mind, pure and steady mind. But accumulation of punyam itself is not the ultimate goal. We have to accumulate punyam and then again it's a many branched. Therefore, arthakama dharmas being not the ultimate goals will be very clear. So, itara viparita buddhi shaka bedasya bhadika. It removes that understanding of other purusharthas not being the ultimate goals. It removes that idea. Samyak pramana janitatvat. How that clear vision of the goal being one, the clarity of understanding of the only goal, ultimate goal being one and the moksha in the form of jnanam, that how does it come? How do you get it? Samyak pramana janitatvat. Because it has the status of being born of the right understanding of Veda Shastram as the Pramanam. Samyak Pramana Janitatvat. Samyak Pramana Janitam Jnanam. Samyak Pramana Janita Buddhihi. Vyavasayatmika Buddhihi. This clarity of vision in terms of the goal being one. That comes how? Through the, because of the proper understanding of the Pramanam, Veda Shastram as the means of knowledge. Which means the whole Veda Shastram is a big problem, okay? The people, the Karma Kandinaha, understand, have, they like Veda, they're Vaidikas, but accept Veda, they do not understand Veda, whole Veda, and the proper understanding of the entire Veda as a Pramana Grantha. Isn't it? If a person has a clear understanding of the Pramanam, so Samyak Pramana Janitatvat, if a person has the clear understanding of the Veda as a Pramanam, then he will know Karma Kanda is also an indirect means of attainment of Jnanam only. So living the discipline of Karma Yoga is also an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Ultimate goal of performing karma performing, living one's life as a karma yogi, and converting one's all one's actions as a preparatory discipline, everything is ultimately for jnana only, moksha only. Isn't it? So karma kandis do not accept that. They say Vedanta is not relevant for them. Vedanta is not important for them. They think karma kanda is the aim of karma kanda, according to karma kanda, is the ultimate purpose of the karma kanda is that enabling a person perform rituals, enjoy the benefits, results of actions. That's the goal. Which means the bahushakaha hi anantaha avivasayina buddhayaha. The people of unclear understanding that their goals are countless, many and many branched, endless. So they do not have samyak pramana janitam jnanam, they do not have samyak pramana janita buddhihi, they do not have. They do not have clear understanding. Vivasayatmika buddhihi is not there because they do not have samyak pramana janita buddhihi. Vivasayatmika buddhihi is possible, isn't it? A person has samyak pramana janita. The clarity of understanding itself has the status of being born of the clear understanding of the Shastram being the Pramanam. Samyak Pramana Janitatvat. This Buddhihi is capable of removing all other pursuits being the ultimate goal. Isn't it? This Buddhi. Samyak Pramana Janita Buddhihi. This clear understanding, which is born of the clear, right and appropriate clear understanding of the Shastram being the Pramanam, is the remover of all other goals being mistaken to be the ultimate goals. This is what it says. Iha, where Shreyo Marge. Shreyo Marge. In accomplishing the absolute end. Cheyo Marge, in accomplishing this absolute end, absolute good in the form of moksha, in terms of knowledge, this clear understanding removes, isn't it, the wrong understanding of other things being the goals. He Kurunandana, which is the prose order, Iha Shreyo Marge. Vivasayatmika nischaya swabhava eka buddhihi eva samyak pramana janitatvat itara viparita buddhi shaka bedasya badhika. So vivasayatmika buddhihi eka, for that he writes this much. What does the clear understanding do? What is clear understanding? He doesn't say. Clear understanding is born of the right understanding of the Shastram as the Pramanam. Shastra Pramanam. One has to understand how the whole Veda serves as a means of attainment of knowledge. Karma Kanda, the Pura Bhaga of the Veda, serves as an indirect means of attainment of Jnanam by contributing for by enabling person earn mental preparation in terms of antakarna shuddhi and antakarna naishchalyam. Then the antabhagaha serves as the concluding part of the Veda, serves as a means of knowledge of the means of attainment of knowledge. Therefore, what the whole Veda, entire Veda, is a pramanam for accomplishing the ultimate goal of mokshaha only, jnanam. Definitely, accomplishment of artha kamas, enjoyment of pleasures, accumulation of punyam, enjoying the translating the punyam into the enjoyment of heavenly pleasure, etc., is not the ultimate aim of the Veda Shastram at all. That is not the ultimate goal recommended by the Shastram. Therefore, it is made very clear. Yaha punaha Itara buddhayaha means what? Other, you know, goals. Buddhaya means other thoughts pertaining to other goals. Artha kama dharmas, punyam. Itara buddhayaha yasam shaka beda pracharavashat anantaha. Shaka beda pracharavashat. As the people for whom other than moksha, other arthakama dharmas become the goals for them. Shaka beda prachara vashat, due to its nature of being different and varied, anantaha, goals become endless. Isn't it? Anantaha. Aparaha. Anantaha means aparaha, limitless, endless. Anuparataha. Anuparataha. Anuparataha means what? It cannot be just rejected, non-rejectable. Anuparataha. Samsaraha. Nitya samsaraha. Nitya pratataha. Vistirnaha bhavati. So, anu nitya pratataha vistirnaha samsaraha bhavati. So here nitya pratataha vistirnaha bhavati yaha punaha itaraha buddhayah. Itara buddhaya, itaraha buddhaya, yasam, shaka beda pracharavashad anantaha, aparaha, anuparataha, samsaraha, nitya pratataha, vistirnaha bhavati. So, here, everybody have to see here. Shaka itaraha, itaraha buddhayaha means what? All other unclear, doubtful understandings. Itaraha buddhayaha means all other unclear understandings, misconceptions. Itaraha buddhayaha means all other buddhayaha, all other understandings are definitely unclear, misconceptions. Other understandings means what? All other understandings means having other than moksha, if any other arthakama, anything else becomes ultimate goal, then their buddhis are what? The understanding is unclear understanding. So, unclear understandings of having attakama dharmas as the ultimate goals other than moksha. And such buddhis, he says, shaka beda pracharavashat anantaha, anantaha. Shaka beda pracharavashat anantaha. So you hear, because shaka beda pracharavashat, because of spreading into many, many branches, varied branches. Now, what happens at such things? It is capable of spreading into many, many various branches. One leads to the other. Okay. Branches. So, pracharaha means what? Pracharati ti pracharaha. Spreading, always spreading. Spreading, extending. As a result of constantly, continuous spreading and extending, it'll be of varied branches. So what happens as a result of it? That's why moksha being the goal is very clear. You are safe. A goal is only one. The whole life is lived ultimately for that goal. That goal is in the form of jnanam. So whatever you do here, mentally, physically, orally, everything is for taking care of your mind. And you take care of your mind, mental well-being, mental health, in terms of purification, steadiness, ultimately for grasping the teaching, assimilating the teaching, dwelling upon the teaching, ascertaining the teaching. The teaching should result in what? The perspective change, then you become objective. The Shastram has served its purpose. Only good. Otherwise, so you'll take all the goals as relative goals. Relative. Artha, Kama, Dharmas are goals. They be pursued. But they are only relative. They are not the absolute. That's the problem. We mistake the relative ends to be ultimate end. Ultimate end is one. Absolute goal is one. But we mistake the relative ends are many. Countless, varied, many branched. The relative, varied, countless branches of ends to be the ultimate goal. Naturally, then such a person is a person of unclear vision, unclear understanding. So, Shaka Beda Prachara Vashat Anantaha. Okay. Why it is the unclear vision definitely will have this problem of having many goals which keeps on spreading and extending to many varied branches. Okay. Then what now? Ananta aparaha. We also say this one now. Aparaha. Aparaha means what? Paraha means saparaha means that which has at least some end. It comes to an end. Aparaha endless. Aparaha endless. Anantaha limitless. Infinite. Countless. Aparaha endless. You have to understand, anantaha, limitless, isn't it? Infinite. Aparaha, endless. It will never come to an end. It many and also endless. Aparaha. Yeah. Why? Because the desires will never come to an end. Unless this inadequacy is resolved, what is the cause of the desire? What is that which causes the desire? That's why our Shastan says you never try to undo the desire, suppress the desire. Try to understand what this phenomenon called desire is. Why it is? The desire is a phenomenon obtaining in subtlest inexplicable thought form, okay, which just rises uncontrollably as an expression of the common human fundamental problem of emotional need in the form of inadequacy centered on I. The fundamental problem of inadequacy is resolved. I tell you, desire will resolve for good. You don't need to undo it. Therefore, understand the nature of the desire. Therefore, desires are uncontrollable. We are not creators of desires. We cannot control them. Undo them, suppress them, they will be rising countlessly. The more you fulfill, the more they will rise. Why? You never think of your moksha. You never pray for your jnanam. Never pray for your moksha. What do? You pray for arthakamas. You pray for arthakamas for your well-being. And then, your physical, emotional, physical well-being, and you pray for the well-being of others, you pray for the well-being of extended families. There's countless, because you are dependent on the well-being and happiness of others for your happiness. That is called attachment, isn't it? Being dependent on the security and happiness of others for your happy security is attachment. That is why the desires will be endless. And the desire-driven actions will be endless. The goals will be many-branched. So purushartha must be there. Therefore he says, anantaha aparaha. See, for a person of, for those people who are of unclear vision, whose vision of the goal, understanding of the goal is not very clear for them, nitaraha buddhayaha, okay, we say, shaka bheda prachara vashat anantaha aparaha anuparataha. Not only infinite, limitless, not only aparaha, endless, and also we say what now? Here, anuparataha is completely unavoidable. Anuparataha, I mean non-rejectable. They will not be rejected, cannot reject them, non-rejectable. Anuparataha, anuparataha samsaraha. Samsaraha. Samsaraha means whatever. Samsara again implies the endlessness. Isn't it? Beginningless, endless cycle of cycle. Okay. Anuparataha. There's no way of withdrawing yourself from doing anything. That's why it's called endless. It's non-rejectable. The implied meaning of the word anuparataha is non-rejectable. Non-rejectable desires and goals. Because the goals pertaining to the material ends. Nitya Pratataha. Nitya Pratataha. Nitya Pratataha means which is going to continue to be there endlessly, life after life after life. Nitya, which is going to be there continuously, life after life after life after life. That is called Nitya Pratataha. Nityam Pratanoti. Nitya Pratataha. It will be continuing, spreading there, life after life after life. It will not end only with this life. Because you go, when a person dies with unclear understanding, as a person of unfulfilled desires. See, very important lesson here. If a person does not have Purushartha Nischaya in this life, okay, and the person will have, naturally his goals will be many, and he'll be always be given to the fulfilling countless number of desires. Okay, the goals are many. Such a person living such a life, when he dies also, how does he die? He the person of unclear vision in term, with reference to the goal, will die as a person of unfulfilled desires. Because you can never fulfill all your desires. Life comes to an end. When a person dies as an person of unfulfilled desires, the unclear understanding also, isn't it? See, even a mukshu dies as if a mukshu dies without attaining moksha, he also dies as a person of unfulfilled desire. But certainly he has a Purushartha Nischaya. So person who dies as a person of unfulfilled desires without Purushartha Nischaya, and for him samsara will be continuous. Life after life after life after life. That's why it is said, Nitya Pratataha Vistirnaha. Too extensive, infinitely extensive. Nitya Pratataha Vistirnaha. Vistirnaha Bhavati. Why? Why it happens? It is given beautifully, it is said, Pramana Janita Viveka Buddhi Nimit. Pramana Janita Viveka Buddhi Nimitta Vashat Cha. Pramana Janita Viveka Buddhi Nimitta Vashat. This clear understanding is possible only if a person has the clear understanding of the Shastram as how Shastram serves as a Pramanam. Isn't it? When that is not there, Ananta Beda Buddhishu Pramana Janita Viveka Buddhi Nimitta Vashat Cha Uparatasu Ananta Beda Buddhishu. சம்சாரக அபி உபரமதே. Whereas he says, if a person has the clear understanding of the pramana, then his goal also will be very clear. The way the karma, even the karma kanda of the Veda does not emphasize, does not teach the material ends as the ultimate goals. Even karma kanda, even though karma kanda encourages activities, karma kanda encourages the pursuit of artha kama dharmas, karma kanda definitely emphasizes the pursuit of artha kama dharmas, but still karma kanda does not state the artha kama dharmas are the ultimate goals. Emphasizing the pursuit of artha kama dharmas, the material ends, by karma kanda is only for enabling a person to prepare himself, not for the accomplishing goals themselves. Therefore, it is said, pramana janita viveka buddhi nimitta vashat. If a person have, because of the result of the having the clear vision, a result of the right understanding of the shastram as the pramanam, when a person ananta beda buddhishu uparatasu, when the various ends being the goals become resolved, when the misunderstanding, the wrong understanding, the unclear understanding of various arthakama dharmas being the ultimate ends become resolved, ananta beda buddhishu uparatasu, samsaraha api uparamate. Samsara also resolves. See, towards the end he says, very quickly he finishes, samsaraha uparamate. Please listen very carefully. Samsaraha uparamate. Samsara resolves. When does samsara resolve? When a person's goals, being many, become resolved. Goals are not many. When does this, the person's goal being many, become resolved? Only when a person understands the goal being one. The goal being one becomes very clear when the person has the right understanding of the shastram as the pramana. Got it now? Yeah. Very beautiful. See, in this context, Shankara Bhagavatpada, emphasizes the importance of the shastram as the pramana. That's why shastram sanam gacha. If the shastra pramanam is not there, no, we'll all be like what? We'll all be like the people. We will be like a person whose eyes are tied somewhere in some other context. And what that beautifully explains. Without the Veda shastram, how we will be? We'll be like a person whose eyes are tied tightly, the black cloth. Okay? And who is left alone in the darkest jungle where there's no light or anything. In the center of the jungle, too thick jungle, dense forest. And then from there, you have to come too far out to see your own hometown. You're left alone. Nobody else is there. If you scream also, nobody can hear. You are there searching. Where should I go? This way or this way? Which is my life? How can I get out of the jungle? How can I? No, get out of, how can I reach my home? My God, so frightened of being, bitten by snakes or serpents or affected by the tiger and things. So frightened, completely helpless. We are helpless. We are no help. We'll be like that. Because nobody is there to hear your words. Nope, none is there. All alone, you are left in the dense jungle of all frightening creatures in pitch darkness. Your eyes are tied. No way of making out anything. Then paramakarunikaha, highly compassionate person. Imagine one person comes, come on, hold my hand, let me take you out. He takes you out. There's a beautiful description of samsara and some other kind. I'll tell you some other time. Very good expression. If you don't go, then I'll be out of this track, Bhagavad Gita track. Therefore, Shastram is the Sadhu Shruti Mata. We have to bow to Shastram. But for Shastram, we'll go mad. We will not know where to go, what to live, how to live my life. So, Samyak Pramana Janitam. Pramana Janita Viveka Buddhi. Samyak Pramana Janita Viveka Buddhi. Clear understanding. Doubt-free understanding of the ultimate goal, absolute end being one. Rises through or because of the right understanding of the Shastra, Veda Shastra Nasti Pramanam. Means we must know Veda concept three parts. There's a Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, Jnana Kanda. No doubt. But teaching karma, emphasizing karma, prescribing karma, encouraging to do karma, supporting the accomplishment of Artha Kama Dharmas, still Upanishad does not, Veda Shastra does not say they are the ultimate goals. They are all relative ends to be pursued for living this life. They are not relative ends to be pursued for living this life. But life itself is not lived for only accomplishing Artha Kama Dharmas. Purpose of living this life is not for goals, accomplishing these goals. We should be performed only for living this life, not for making this. Life itself is lived ultimately for discovering the truth, attaining jnanam, which itself is moksha. So pursue artha and kama in conformity with dharma, ultimately for jnanam, which is moksha. That is why what is for what must be very clear. So jnana yogyata praptihi. So pura bhaga is for the attainment of mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam. Later part is for attainment of jnanam, jnana praptihi. Jnana praptyartham uttara bhaga. Jnana yogyata praptyartham pura bhaga. Isn't it? So jnanam iva pradhanam, pradhanam lakshyam. Jnanam iva pradhanaha sadhyaha, ultimate goal. Which itself is mokshaha. Jnanam iva mokshaha. Therefore, it's what he says, pramana janita viveka buddhi nimitta vashat. A result of having the clear understanding of the shastram as the pramanam. When the person has the clear understanding of the goal, the absolute goal being one, what happens is many branched, endless ends become resolved as relative ends, a result of which samsaraha uparamate, samsara also resolves for good. Yesham vivasa yatmika buddhihi nasti te. Very nice. Yesham vivasa yatmika buddhihi nasti. It'd be nice for me to say everything, channel everything into Sanskritam itself. Then you can make complete clean sentences, isn't it? But even if put in English, I have to say only this much. Okay. Yesham vivasayatmika buddhihi nasti. Te avyavasayinaha. People who do not have this clear understanding of the ultimate goal being one, they are people of unclear vision, people of unclear understanding, people of misconception. Yesham vivasayatmika buddhihi nasti, te avyavasayinaha. Avyavasayinaha kim vadanti, what do they say? Who are avyavasayinaha? Yesham avyavasayatmika buddhihi nasti, te avyavasayinaha. People who do not have the clear understanding of the goal being one, moksha, dham of jnanam. Tesham, goals are now bahushakaha anantaha. If the goals are many, arthakama dharmas become the ultimate goals, then what will be their understanding? What will they say? Yeah, their thinking is expressed in the following verses. Okay, the three verses we have to read together. Yami mam pushpitam vacham pravadantya vipaschitah. Yami mam pushpitam vacham pravadantya vipaschitah. Veda vadarataf partha nanyadastiti vadinah. Kamatmana swarga paraha janma karma phalapradam kriya visesha baholam bhogaishwariya gatim prati bhogaishwariya prasaktanam tayapakruta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhona vidhiyate. Yami mam pushpitam vacham pravadantya vipaschitaha veda vadarataf partha nanyadastiti vadinah. Kamatmana swarga paraha janma karma phala pradam kriya visesha bahulam bhogaishwariya gatim prati bhogaishwariya prasaktanam tayapahruta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadho na vidhiyate. Very, he says, what happens if the goal is not very clear? If purushartha nischeha is not there, what will be the consequence? Samadhau na vidhiyate. Samadhau na vidhiyate. Please make a note. In this, please see the three verses. Go to the last word, line. Vivasayatmika buddhihi samadhau na vidhiyate. There the word samadhihi means mind, not any other samadhi. Okay, samadhi literally means what? Manaha. Samadhau, locative case of samadhi. Samadhau is equal to manasi. Manasi, samadhau means manasi. Na vidhiyate. Na vidhiyate means what? Does not happen. Does not happen means what? Will never happen. Will never happen in the mind. What will not happen? Vivasayatmika buddhihi. The clear understanding of the goal being one will never rise. Leave alone the knowledge of the truth. Knowledge of the truth will not rise in the minds of unprepared minded. Even the clear understanding of the goal being one will not rise in the mind. The mind of whom? Vivasayatmika buddhihi samadhau na vidhiyate. So vivasayatmika buddhihi manasi na jayate. Simple language. Manasi na jayate. Manasi na bhavishyati eva. The clear understanding of the goal being one and the only moksha in the form of knowledge of the truth of the reality, obtaining as oneself, that clear understanding will never happen in the mind of those people. Okay, which people? போக ஐஸ்வர்ய பிரசக்தானாம் சமாதோ. கேஷாம் சமாதோ போக ஐஸ்வர்ய பிரசக்தானாம் சமாதோ. இன் தி மைண்ட் ஆஃப் தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் போக ஐஸ்வர்ய பிரசக்தாக. பிரசக்தாக மீன்ஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் வெரி மச் அட்டாச்ட் இம்மர்ஸ்ட் இன் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் அர்த்த காமர்ஸ். போக ஐஸ்வர்ய பிரசக்தாக. பிரசக்தி போகே ஐஸ்வர்யே அஸ்தி ஏஷாம் போக ஐஸ்வர்ய பிரசக்தாக. பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் வெரி மச் அட்டாச்ட் டு தி என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் பிளஷர்ஸ் அக்யூமுலேஷன் ஆஃப் அர்த்த தி பவர் போக ஐஸ்வர்ய பிரசக்தாக. ஸோ போக ஐஸ்வர்ய பிரசக்தானாம் மனசி விவசாயாத்மிகா புத்தி ந பவிஷ்யதி ஏவ சமாதோ ந விதீயதே. Why? And who are those people? He says, they are Vedavadarataha. Who are those people who are very much interested, who are very highly desirous of enjoyment of Arthakamas, accumulation of Arthakamas and power? வேதவாதரதாஹ. கோ டு தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் நவ. வேதவாதரதாஹ. ரதாஹ மீன்ஸ் வெரி மச் இன்வால்வ்ட் என்கிராஸ்ட் இம்மர்ஸ்ட். இம்மர்ஸ்ட் என்கிராஸ்ட் இன்வால்வ்ட் இன் தி மீனிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி கர்மகாண்டா. வேதவாதரதாஹ. சி தே வெரி கேர்ஃபுல் in knowing the meanings of the words of the karmakanda. Do this ritual, enjoy this benefit, do this way, earn punyam, as a result of this punyam enjoy this pleasure, can get this much wealth, isn't it? So vedavada rataha, their interest is only in knowing the meanings of the words of the karmakanda. So mind always in only in the meanings of the words of the karmakanda. What I can do, how I should do, which devata should be worshipped, which benefit I can get. Vedavadarataha karmakandinaha. They are not avaidikaha. Be very careful, okay? But we say vaidikaha means a dharmavan. They are all vaidikaha because they have shraddha in the Veda as a pramanam, but unfortunately the goal is not very clear. Use Veda as a pramanam, as a means of knowledge for performing rituals, for enjoying the arthakamas, accumulating arthakamas, accomplishing arthakamas as goals, but they do not know. That's why they do not have what now, that pramana janita jnanam is not very clear. Pramanam also is not understood correctly. ஒரு வேதவாத ரதாக. அந்யத்து நாஸ்தி இத்தி வாதினக. அந்யத்து நாஸ்தி இத்தி வாதினக. சோ அந்யத்து நாஸ்தி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பர்ஃபார்மிங் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். ஓகே, பர்ஃபார்மிங் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் அண்ட் என்ஜாயிங் தி ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், அக்யூமுலேட்டிங் புண்ணியம் அண்ட் ட்ரான்ஸ்லேட் புண்ணியம் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் enjoying the pleasures here and hereafter even heaven. For them, accumulating punyam, performing rituals is very important. Why? Performing rituals, they have to earn punyam. Punyam has been translated into the enjoyment of pleasures here and hereafter. Not only ihaloka sukham, paraloka sukham also. So then enjoying the pleasures here and hereafter, nothing else is there. Enjoy pleasures here and hereafter. For enjoy, that is the ultimate for them. Sukha anubhogaha eva ultimate goal. enjoy pleasures here, enjoy pleasures hereafter. That is possible only if you have punyam. To earn punyam, perform various rituals, various karmas prescribed by the karmakanda. Iti vadinaha, anyat nasti iti vadinaha. So there's nothing greater than that. Anyat nasti means what? There is no such thing called attainment of jnanam, there's an attainment of knowledge of the atma, and discovering freedom, and having everlasting freedom. That is not the goal for them. That is not greater, superior jnanam for them, end for them. Anyat nasti iti vadinaha. People who are highly argumentative and who are always very firm in their view of saying there's nothing greater than enjoying the pleasures as a result of accumulating punyam by performing rituals prescribed in the karmakanda. Okay? Anyat nasti iti vadinaha. Vedavada rataha. Number one adjective. Avyavasahyatmika buddhayaha. Isn't it? Avyavasayinaha. Avyavasayinaha kidrushaha vedavada rataha. Then anyat nasti iti vadinaha. Number two adjective. Third adjective. Kamatmanaha. Atma means mind here. Kamaha yesham atmasu. Okay, te kamatmanaha. The people of minds filled with desires. Kamatmanaha, correct translation is what? People of minds filled with desires. Then the question comes, are we not people filled with desires? All ajnanis have their minds filled with desires. But these, of course, these people also have more desires. Because the more you know how you can fulfill your desires, the more desires you have. If you do not know how to fulfill your desires, you'll be struggling with some desires. That's why kamatmanaha, they are of the minds filled with the desires. Kamaha esham atmasu te kamatmanaha. So, vedavadarataha, anyatanasti iti vadinaha, kamatmanaha. Okay, for such people, what is the ultimate priority in life? Swargaha paraha yesham te swarga paraha. Swargaha paraha yesham te swarga paraha. So, performing rituals, practicing meditation, combining meditation with rituals, accumulating punyam, translating that punyam into what? Into the attainment of heaven, enjoying heavenly pleasures. Therefore, ultimate goal for them, the priority in life is what? Going to heaven, enjoying the heavenly pleasures. Swarga paraha. Because we do not know what exactly swarga is. So really, we do not aspire for swarga. Karmakandis who are given to the study of the Shastra Karmakanda properly, and they, in a way, it's a blessing in disguise. We do not know really Karmakanda, how heaven is beautifully described. Pujya Swamiji used to say this, you know, our Veda is the tourism, first tourism promoter. Because in Karmakanda, the way the heaven is described, and you will be really tempted to go to heaven. Like our local, you know, travel agents and other airways people, how they talk about every place, they put beautiful places of the, you know, different countries, and they'll tempt you. You will be feel like, okay, cruise. Organizers, they say, oh, we see the pictures, oh my God, it be go, isn't it? Just putting one, the tulips, you know, big on of Holland, in the Netherlands, and they can attract you, mind? Like that, when imagine Veda describes heaven, we do not know what is the description. So we are not interested now. So it's a blessing in disguise, isn't it? So we do not know what it is all about. So we are not really aspiring for that heaven, but people of karmakandinaha, they aspire for heaven. For them, going to heaven, enjoy the heavenly pleasures is the ultimate goal. Swargaha paraha. The ultimate priority is swarga. The swarga paraha. Then avipaschitaha. Your swarga is the paraha for them. If they are swarga paraha, going to heaven, enjoying the heavenly pleasures is the ultimate. And are they the people of clear understanding? No. Avipaschitaha. So vipaschit means viseshena paschiti iti vipaschit. One who sees very clearly. Is it? He is vipaschit. Avipaschitaha, unintelligent people. Indiscriminate people. Avipaschitaha are indiscriminate people. Unclear understanding. Unintelligent people. Such people. So Vedavadarataha, Anyat Nasti Iti Vadinaha, Kamatmanaha, Swargaparaha, Avipaschitaha. Five different adjectives. Describing people who do not have Vivasayatmika Buddhihi. Who are the people who do not have Vivasayatmika Buddhihi? Avyavasayinaha. Avyavasayinaha Kidrushaha. Ask, you had said these five words, you have to quote. Say. Okay? Swargaparaha, Kamatmanaha, Avipaschitaha, Anyat Nasti Iti Vadinaha, Vedavadarataha, Avyavasayinaha. What do? They will not keep quiet. The more they are Avyavasayinaha, the more they'll be restless. The more they're restless, the more they talk. This Puja Swami said once in some context, Duryodhana first, when he saw the whole army of Pandavas in the battlefield, he got restless. Others were all very calm, quiet. Lord Bhishma, all great people, they're all quiet. Even though Bhishma was leading the army. Duryodhana saw this army and that army, and he got restless and he started comparing and he started speaking. He first spoke. So the more a person speaks, Swami used to say this, the more you talk, the more you're restless. The more you're restless means the more you're not clear. One of the expressions of symptoms of the restlessness is what? Talking. Isn't it? So such people, because so much driven to achieve, accomplish the material ends in the form of punyam, in the form of artha-kamas, in the form of going to heaven. Therefore, such people, what do? Vadanti. What do? They pravadanti. Ke pravadanti, these are the people. Avyavasayinaha. Kidrushaha avyavasayinaha, yidrushaha etadrushaha avyavasayinaha pravadanti. Kim kurunti? Pravadanti. Kim pravadanti? What do they say? Pushpitam vacham pravadanti. Imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti. They speak flowery language. Flowery language means what? Very sweet words. Impressive words, attractive words, tempting words. Imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti. Kidrushim pushpitam vacham pravadanti. Which sort of flowery, impressive, attractive, tempting words do they speak? Janma karma phala pradam pushpitam vacham pravadanti. They speak very flowery, tempting, attractive words, which bestow any people with the continuity in performing rituals and having repeated births. Janma karma phala pradam. We listen to their words, and those words will finally give us what? Will retain us, will make us do more and more of rituals. Means we will be interested only in doing karma. If we listen to their words, we will be interested only in doing rituals. Once you do rituals, how do you do? with an attachment to the results of actions. Once you, though you will get results, once you accumulate results, what will happen? You have to enjoy the results. To enjoy the results, what should you do? You have to be born again. It's called Janma Karma Pala Pradam Prada Walk. Janma Karma Pala Prada Walk. Janma Karma Pala Pradam Vacham Pushpitam Vacham Pravadanti. Keep on listening to them, okay? Then they'll take particular mantra, particular karmakanda portion. This is the portion. See this. This is the statement. Do this ritual. Invoke the grace of this devata and use these ingredients. This is the mantra. Repeat this. You'll get this phalam. Now, even in our even YouTube nowadays, no? There's so many. This is, we have this Pushpita walk differently. They, of course, they have their own limitations. All of them may not know the karmakanda thoroughly. They're not great Vaidikas. Whatever the little they have understood from some mantras, you say to them, of course, it's a good thing, nothing wrong. Something good, isn't it? But at least for relative peace, they give some clues. If somebody says, pray to this Bhagavan, pray to this Murti, but this, do this mantra japa, get this year fulfilled, nothing wrong. But it should not become the ultimate goal of life. That's the problem, isn't it? Relative ends should be presented as relative ends. Unfortunately, when the relative end, people are recommended to do various rituals, you know, pariharas and the pujas, etc., the results are not shown, that results are impermanent. Results are not shown as relative ends. They are shown as the ultimate, isn't it? They're mistaken to be ultimate. Anyway. So, Janma Karma Palapradam Pushpitam Vacham, these Avyavasayinaha Pravadanti, they speak these words, and the words which can encourage you perform rituals, which will encourage you know about the rituals, perform rituals, accumulate punyam, is it? And a result of which you will continue to be in samsara, being born again and again, again performing more and more of rituals. Therefore, Janma Karma Pala Pradam Imam Pushpitam Vacham Pravadanti. What's the purpose? Kimartam Vadanti. Not only that, one more is there. Kriya Visesha Bahulam. Listen to their words. The words are what? Kriya Visesha Bahula. Bahula means, again, various, varied. Many. Bahula means very. The words revealing are emphasizing the various specific rituals for accomplishing various specific results. Kriya Visesha Bahulam. Kriya Visesha Bahulam. Janma Karma Phalapradam. Imam Pushpitam Vacham Pravadanti. See, Avyavasayinaha Vacham Pravadanti. Kidrushim Vacham Pravadanti. Kriya Visesha Bahulam. They speak words, no, which prescribe, which reveal the various specific rituals and which will reach in a person's samsara. I mean, contributing for repeated births and repeated performance of rituals. And very attractive, very flowery. For what? Bhoga Aishwarya Gatim Prati. Ultimately, they talk so highly. For what? Bhoga Aishwarya Gatim Prati. For the purpose of, for the attainment of the enjoyment of pleasures and acquisition of power. Bhoga Aishwarya Gatim Prati. Ultimately, for the attainment of Bhoga and Aishwaryam. Enjoyment of Artha Kamas, accumulation and enjoyment of artha kamas. So Aishwaryam literally means overlordship, implying power. Power implying what? Artha. For the attainment of artha kamas. Accumulation of artha, enjoyment of pleasures. This is how we have to translate. Okay. Ke avyavasayinaha, kidrushaha avyasayi, avyavasayinaha, te kim vadanti, katham vadanti, kimartham vadanti. We understood all that, isn't it? Why they say, because they are, why they speak such words, attractive words, flowery words? Because they have been already, their minds have been robbed away by such flowery language. Taya apakhrita chetasam. See, they have been already disturbed. They have been, their intellect has, their minds have been robbed away by such attractive, no, words. Therefore, now they are sick people and now they make others sick. Taya apakhrita chetasaha. Apakhrita, apakhritani chetasaha yesham. Te apakhrita chetasaha. Those people whose minds have been already robbed away, drawn towards, robbed away by such impressive, attractive, tempting, flowery words of Dishas, Karmakanda. Their minds have been robbed away. Therefore, now what now? They try to rob others' minds. Apakrita chetasaha. Okay. And those people who speak such words, so for people of such minds, whose minds, people of such minds, which have been robbed away by such flowery language, and who are very much interested only in enjoyment of artha, accumulation and enjoyment of artha kamas, for in their minds, in the mind of such people, vivasayatmika buddhihi na vidhiyate. In such minds, clear understanding of the goal being one will never rise, will never happen. There's no chance. Leave alone attainment of jnanam. So purushartha nischaya will never be there. If purushartha nischaya will never be there, means what? Make sure they will continue to be in samsara. I've only done the literal meaning of the verses. I've not yet gone to the Bhashyam part of it. Isn't it? But all three verses are clear now. We have made the prose order of all the three verses together. So, yam imam vakshyamanam pushpitam. Okay, that is Bhashyam part. We'll see next class. Bhashya, we'll see next class. Okay. Avyavasayinam manasi vyasayatmika buddhihi na jayate. It's our language. In the Godal language. Bhagavad Gita language is what? Vyasayatmika buddhihi samadho na vidhiyate. Kesham samadho tesham. Kesham itute tesham ite kesham. Taya buddhya apakhrita chetasam. Bhoga aishwarya prasaktanam. Taya apakhrita chetasam. Samadho vyasayatmika buddhihi na vidhiyate. Okay. So it's also, even though we do not know karma kanda, we do not know anything about the heaven, swarga, we only heard about, we heard the word swarga, how nice it is, what is the nature of the pleasures, enjoyable, there is nothing we know. But still, we have this world itself. Here itself, we have, oh my God, how our minds are easily. We are all YouTube apakrita chetasaha, Facebook apakrita chetasaha, multimedia, all media apakrita chetasaha, and the film apakrita chetasaha, the various, na? So many things, so many time bound things are very attractive. Aikya apakrita chetasaha, aikya apana vishaya apakrita chetasaha. So, nothing wrong in seeing everything, but we show the limitations. We only see the literal meaning of the three verses, and we'll see the Bhashyam next class, I mean tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.